ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Sanhedrin Daf Sanik Vov, the Gemara brings a verse with Sanhedrin that how he was Nisbazer. And Nira, that the union in Bez Hashem, we'll see the different bizyonis that he went through, was the Einish, and when it's move on, Daf Sadik Dalet, the Pasik, that Shancherev was Chirev Klapi Mailo. So Chesuch Lila, he was Mavaza Klapi Mailo. Mishum Zez Einish was Mida Keneged Mida, that he should also have bizyonis. Ama B'yesa Oimek Nira, that was Goyim him Lecharev Klapi Mailo, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him Gdula. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pei Tes, the Gemara says there's a chilek between Yidden and Goyim. Yidden, when Hashem gives them Maila, they have the Midah Anava and they accredit it to Hashem. But Goyim, when Hashem gives them Maila, Gdula, and gives them, become powerful, as we're going to accredit it to Hashem, they take the credit themselves. And in fact, they take the credit so much that not only do they not thank Hashem, but they mayrid keneged Hashem. And one of the examples that the Gemara brings in Chulin is Sancheriv. He was one of the people that Hashem gave him Gdula Goy, and he was Chirev Klapi Mailo. In Mazay, the Siba, which was Goyim Sancherim to be Mecharev, was because he was Neskoa, Yedei his Gadlus. As therefore, the Einish was that Hashem should be mashpil him. The Fiza, it's very mavur, what the Gemara in Sadiq Yamid Bey says, that Kodesh Baruch Hu nidmalai kizaken, when it brings down the story, what Hashem did to Sancherev. Mr. Raman, the Maral says, Ravadi Yevshalom Marah Gemara Kipshutai, it's just a mashal, it means a malach, or a mashal. Abadayin Tzarbiya, as if the Gemara meant the malach, it could have said a malach, why does it say a Kodesh Baruch Hu ba'atzmoy? Nira, the Ravadi, even though it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, but because he was Mecharev Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, as therefore it was Ki'ilu, the Einish was, that's the Hadgasha, Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, brings him the Einish, and is Machniah him. As what did they do to him? As the Gemara says, number one, they told him that he was scared, he's going to get all the people. He took everyone's children with him in the army, and they got killed. How's he going to go back? As the Zokin told him, Shani Nafshecha, you should change the way you look. And thus, Be'etzem is a bizayin to a person, the Maral speaks out, a person who's mechubed, has a certain picture in the way everyone knows him, and everyone's mechabed that picture of him, that kibbutz of the way he looks. Picture literally, but I mean a certain surah to the way he looks. And people are machaved him because of the way he looks, because they know who he is. If he changes his way he looks, no one will be machaved him anymore. So can say that the Einish of Nebuchadnezzar was that all of a sudden he started like acting like a behemoth. He got on his fours and he went into the woods and lived with the animals. But then Nebuchadnezzar was Nizgoy, Klapi Mailos, his Einish was that Hashem should be mashpul him. Boy, he was Sarach Litchem Berish Chaim, Shvil Dovazol, Meichel Behemoth. It's also bizayin for a melech, that somebody who's a melech oilam, that he should work so hard for such a dava kal, such a dava mavusa. The or was nitla bezokin shaloi, they were gilchu sarisov. It's a bizayin gadol for a person to walk around without any sarius. People go to a barber, an expensive barber, that they should look good. And here he was walking out without any sarius. As Nazdi said, he was Macharif Klapi Mailas Hashem, Kilo was Macharif him. But Loizu Bilvad, Ella, he was Miskoya, as Hashem was Mashbul him. Nira, from Khan is a Lima Lokal Machal, Hashem Hashem, Shaloy Makpidim al Kovid Hashem. That there'll be Nenish Begadlos, the Mashem also, and Dugma Ladovers, the Gemaran Kin, Daphne Zion. you do the Gemara's are censored, but now that we have the original versions, we know who Oysaya Ish is, and he was Nin Bitsayir Oysachas, because he was Chaylik on Memari Chazal, as being that he was Mavaza the Torah, as a Mela, his Einish was that he was Nidim Bitsayir Oysachas. So Hechra Oymek, the things that he said, Kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kilu had a ban. She's also Lahoitzi Miyapet. And Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eino Gof. Loi. But does it digress to be Zayin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mufka Mikolza. It's because he was Mevaza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a Mela, he was needed in the Dover HaChim of Uza. Tzayirei Sachas. Das is Zaynish. Nida Kenegin Mida. The Gemara then continues and says another story. Teves Noyach. That he found Teves Noyach and he said he would be makriv to it. As Mashar points out, that the Rishayim on Tamid Tevesim, the Koyches Sheyesh Kan Vo'ibnu Noyesai, a Makam Abed Hashem, meaning the Teva wasn't a magical Koyach. It was Hashem that gave the Teva the Koyach to be able to continue. Instead of realizing that he should be do tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he said, he's going to be oivid to the Teva, he's going to make it into an Avodah Zarah. Memes the Rambam in Hilchos Trilos Avodah Zarah says that that was the scholars of Tois of Avodah Zarah. And they thought that the Koychovim and the Shemesh are Shamashim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is really the Kavanah of Shamashim. And then they further went and made a mistake that if they'll do avoid it to be Shamashim, they'll be able to be Mashpia, they should be Mashpia on them Koyches. And the Tois was that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Toya Isaac Tois, thus is a Rasha. Venera. Now, Bizman Hazeh, the desire of the world is Koichi Voitzim Yadi, the army, Kli Mulchama, weapons, Ishtadas, our work, our Avodah. So, over there, we always have to remember that all these things, the whole Koichis, come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us the Koichis, we won't be able to be Matzliach. Everything comes from Hashem. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says that when Avram came to Dan, he was chasing after the Malachim. I'm sorry, afterwards the Gemara says that as Lefi said, it's good why when he bought the carbon didn't work. He wanted to bring a carbon, but it wasn't a carbon Lashem. When Noach bought the carbon, he bought the carbon Lashem. But over here, he wasn't bringing a carbon Lashem. He was bringing a carbon to Avodah Zarah, as if Hashem didn't want his carbon. Kutz in the fact that he's bringing a carbon of his children. It's a Mela. The Mekoyim that he should bring a carbon, what happened is when his Banim heard that he's going to bring them as a carbon, as they killed him. But here, this is a chilek of the Oynish, of the Shiflus, that here he was, he thought he was so strong because he had so many chayolim and so many people to help him. The Besoif, not only did he not have anyone to help him, but also his own children went ahead and killed him. Laharis Lada, you don't have any kaifas, you're not safe from anyone. You all need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As that's the Limudim Shalkan, it's coming to teach us very powerful that whenever Hashem gives us kaifas and that's locha and we're doing well, always remember that we still need Hashem, we're always totally beyond Hashem. The Gemara then continues. The Gemara brings down that Avram was Vaidif Achad HaMalachim and he was Vaidif Adon. Why did he stop by Don? Why was it Toshish Koychoi? because that was the makom where they made the egel. Either the shtei egle hazav were made over there. As the question is that the agolim of Yeruvim that were put in Dan happened many, many years later, way after Avram. As a mashal brings a medrash, goydol koyach shel avera lashpi al ra, afilu lefnei v'achrei she'asa avera. There's another pasuk that when the churban came, as where did they have a koyach to be mitgaver on the yudim midan nishma nechira susav? And that was after there was already the chere ego was finished. As you see, God will call you Avera, that not only when you do the Avera, it's Mashpia Lera, but it's even Mashpia Koidim, you did the Avera in that Makam, and even afterwards. As you see, the Avera is a Koyach Ruchmi, Mamish affects the Bria. This is Gavaldiga, and what do we see how it affected the Bria? We see over here that the koyim that the tzaddikim couldn't be miskaber. Nino Avram didn't have koyach to be miskaber on the Rishayim. Void, we see that it was koyim that the oivim of Klal Yisrael were able to be miskaber aleihem. That's the pasuk midan nishma nechira susav. Rashi and Soi Parshas Kisisa brings the sifri. That's Moisef Godol koyach aveira also. And over there it says another point, that before they did the Chet of the Ego, as they were able to see Marekvayt Hashem and Maimon HaSinai V'lo Yiro, and after they did the Chet of the Ego, when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu's Karnei Oid, which was the Ziv HaShchina, they were scared from him. As you see that a Chet is going where you read the G'dayla to the whole Madrigas of Adam. As you see it affects the koyach to be mezgaber on the goyim, lehepuch, the whole madriga of Adam is affected by a chet. As we can, is no man the inyan of Yiras chet, Rish Chodesh, when we mispal on Rish Chodesh Benji, we say Yiras Shemayim ve Yiras chet. What are the two inyanim of Yiras Shemayim, Yiras chet? The pashut pshat of Yiras Shemayim is Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Yesha b'Shemayim, other pshatim. Yiras Hashem, Yiras Chet, is Yira from the Etzem Chet. I know the Chet is a Koyach Ruchni, which is Machrib, which is Machlish, which is. You have to have Yira from a Chet, from the Metzias. The Ruchni is the Gemetzias of Chet. That's what this Gemara, the Limud from this Gemara. And then the Gemara brings the Psukim that Yirmiyu is Metame, Madua Derech Rishayim Salecha. Rashi is Mazbe, Mifnei Matzlich Nebuchadnezzar, Bekadosh Yerushalayim. Even though they were Rishayim in Klal Yisrael, but at that point they were Kama Vekama Tzadikim also. As the question was, Madua Derech Rishayim Salecha, how did the Rishayim have Koyach to be Matzliach, to be Mitkaber of the Tzadikim? You have want to be madgish. It's not the standard shayla of Sadiq Viraloi, Rasha V'Toivai, that my brachas brings Moshe Rabbeinu asked, and other tzaddikim asked. Over here there was a tesevis nakuda that the Rishayim were able to be niskabra on a tzaddikim. How could it be? Hashem was Mahadalei that Nebuchadnezzar was Kibul Tzchar because he was Pasad Dalet Psiyas L'Kavad Hashem Kol Shino Abiz Yischav L'Yischav Godol Amasher Ratzu Tamid Lasus Ratzen Hashem. They always were running, as a mashal, like Shnei Susim Al Mitziyam Mayim, place where you put your foot down for 1 second, you sink, and they never put their foot down. They're always running to do the rats and Hashem. How much sad they're going to get? As Yirmiyah Amma Nishba Libi Bikirbi, Rashi says he was mitama man schara shel tzadikim. Mad of this Russian that took four psias hischar. Kol shkein hischar godol osid the tzadikim. She's there just to be magish what the Gemara is saying. The Shaila was, I work as the Rishayim, Kol Kach Toi, where do they have a kayak to have such good things? The Tshuva was, it's because they did a mitzvah koldu. And if they do a mitzvah koldu, they get such good. Kol Shkein, the Tzadikin, that do so many mitzvahs. Ravada, they'll get good. As she's there, when you see the Rishayim have Toiv, it shouldn't be a reason for a person to be nichlash and as avodas Hashem. Elul lehepach, it's a siba lechazek avodas Hashem. They should say the time in laivay ritzayna they do one mitzvah kach. Misha oiser ritzayna kol asman. Avadi is going to get more. You find in the Gemara in Sefer Makis, this is in the Golas Rishayna, the story with Yirmi Ovlias in the Golas Shnia by Golas Edom, that the Tanoim saw the Shalva of the Rishayim, the Romans, and they were mitzvah, and they saw it. Rabbi Kiva was Samach, and they asked him, why are you being with Samach? You see that the Rishayim have such Shalva. So Rabbi Kiva said, "In la'ivri ritzayne katli, so ritzayne lachas kama v'kama." So Rabbi Kiva l'shitasa in brachas dav samach, the famous Rabbi Kiva that said, "Kol man dav rachmanu l'tav of it." He always saw the good in everything. As here, what for many people is nesayin of Russia, the tov lo'i tzaddik, and they will turn misgavan a tzaddik and do bad to him. If I carried from their gufa. Rabbi Kiva Chab, the biggest chizuk. That's the same Rabbi Kiva when we saw Shulim going on the Makam HaMikdash. Other Tanayim saw this as the deepest korban of the Beis HaMikdash. As he took from this a chizuk that means Oid Ma'at Mashiach will come. This is a limud, a gewaldige limud and a gewaldige chizuk, the kolazman. You see things, you see Rishayim have it good, Shetayda Lecha. Whatever they have, the people of Isaac B'Tayra Mitzvahs will have much, much more. As the Gemara brings the Maisa with the Psius of Nebuchadnezzar, that the Melech Baladin, he went ahead and he wrote a letter and he put Chizkio before Hashem, and Nebuchadnezzar was the cipher, wasn't there when he wrote it. And then Nebuchadnezzar came back and he said, how could you do that? If you say he's Eloi Karaba, how could you put Hashem second? You have to put him first. As he ran after the Shliach to catch him. And the Gemara says that Bishalos Psius, that's how he had the Koyach to be Shailim. As the Gemara says that it was Ukme that he shouldn't take more steps. The Ramaz Mazber, the Malach Gavriel, was Ukme the Shliach of Nebuchadnezzar and brought him back that he shouldn't have to run to catch him. The Ramaz Mefarish the Hemshech that Il Molezeh Lo Yatakon Vaseinem Shal Yisrael. That Bemis, this Maisim, made a tremendous kitchur, because at that time the Yidden weren't makbid on Kavod Hashem, they were doing an Averis. At that time when the Yidden weren't makbid on Kavod Hashem, comes along a guy, a Russian, and he's makbid on Kavod Hashem, as that makes a gewaldige kitchur on the Yidden. So that's why the Gemara says that you would have a kayach of Shlita. Maisa, you see in the Gemara, a gewaldige zach, the psius of Nebuchadnezzar, is what gave him such a schar gadol, because they were psius l'kavod shamayim. As you see the schar gadol for a small maisa, the steps, running, doing something, as kol shkein tzadik, l'mashal, he takes psius to a beis haknesses, to daven, to beis hamedrash, to learn. He goes and he does chesed. As can you imagine how much schar gadol he's going to accomplish for those psius that he does for a mitzvah? you see the kodol koyach of yeder pula ktana that a person does. And it's able to bring tremendous. You see by oig and Rashi in the end of Pashas Chuka says Moshe Yori Meoig Shavaschor Shazalav Ram Basha Amalai Shaloit Nishpa. And we told Avram, Elohu was captured, that he should be able to go save him. As Lamrait Rashi says, that the reason why before in the Maisa was light. And the reason why Oy told Avram wasn't because he was a grace of Baal Chesed. The reason why Oy told Avram is because he wanted Avram to be killed and then he would be able to marry Sarah. As Kum Tachayis, this whole Kavanah in the Mitzvah was Shaloi L'Shem Shamayim Ba'if and I grew up in Yisus. Kavanah was Ritzicha. And Afilu Hachi, he got such a tremendous char that he lived like Rechus Yamim, Lias Melech, and even Moshe Rabbeinu was cheered from his chos. As you see, the Nivolig is char for a Pula Ketana, for a Mitzvah. Nira, that this Nakuda is a Gewaldige Chizuk. All the little things we do, the different Maisim, the different Pulas, how important every Pula is. It looks to us like it's little, but really it's very big. When you do the Mais Mashal, the Chobis Al-Babis, that the Shemesh would be miscarried even a little bit, a millimeter, it would cause such a tremendous destruction in the world. Even though it's only a millimeter up there, but when it stretches and it extends, the difference is tremendous. As Huadin and Ruchnius, it looks like we're doing, we're putting on tefillah and we're davening, we're saying words. That's the way it looks here, but up in the world above, it's a world of a difference. It makes such a difference, every pula that we do. And then it says that about Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, that when the Pasuk says that Eved is Mechaber Adonav, it's called on Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, that he was Mechaber his other. What's it doing in the Pasuk? Why is it Nirmaz over here? Because on this Chelik of the Drash, you could say it has been. What's the pasuk saying? There's a kitchig on Klal Yisrael. Even a ben is mechavera, an eved a doinov. If Klal Yisrael is not mechavera Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's their av, and Klal Yisrael is not oivir Hashem, which is their av. Then there's a kitchig on them. As being that they weren't mechavin the odin, as a meila they were nenesh mida kenegin mida. The person who was Mechavid is Odin, and that was the Koyach Nebuzadan, that he was Mechavid Nebuchadnezzar. He had Yerufim and Kilu, he was standing in front of him. They were Nenash with a person who was Mechavid. That was the Siva for the Chorvid. Gemara then continues on Tzadik Vav on the base. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, that he sent him 300 special axes or spears with a metal head. They had a koyach to break metal. And they used all 300 of them on one door of Yerushalayim, and they all were blasinu. As she says, it doesn't mean literally. It means that the that they got broken. Shivram, they used to bang on the metal, and this was something that had a koyach to break all metal. From breaking the metal, it got broken. By Lemahada, Mr. Finn Loyli Abdikechi, the Abdi Busan Cherev, Nafi Koyla, and says, no, you should go ahead. There was one naga left, and they bang, and the door came open. The Teres Chaim Moral speak out, why did Hashem make that this should happen? I was just coming to teach a very important lesson. The reason why the goyim had a koyach to be shaylid on Yerushalayim is not because physically they were strong, and they had superpowers, and they had these big weapons. No, they could have the greatest weapons, but if Hashem doesn't want, nothing could be shaylid on Yerushalayim. The Mela, take all your weapons, your 300 super weapons, and use it. It's a garnish belt. Hashem came with Hashem once. All you need is one little thing, and it'll do it already. It's a kol biyad Hashem. Avafilu hachi, this Rasha did not learn his lesson. Avikotu vazad amat leecha, and ilik bein nura, gavei cholu docha bein min jamaya, as he was visit, and started to go on fire. Of a kazicha daite, he was miskoya. Now for baskol of amalei amaktila tatal teichola kilya kalisa kimcha trina techanta. What pshat in the Gemara? As there's a very famous Nevesh HaChaim in the beginning of Shaar Rishon, the Nevesh HaChaim says a big yisoid. He says that everything in the world, the Gashmizdika world we live in, is affected by a Ruchnizdika cause. The Tikkunis of the Ilam Esel Yoinim, which he brings down from the Sifra HaMekubalim. You feel what goes on in the Ilam Esel Yoinim, as that was Mashpi in the Ilam Atachtoin. Maral says this yisoid, as matched by many Gemaras with this yisoid. The Gemara is handling different shaylas. It's handling on the Siba Ruchnim, and Mela the Dover HaGashmi comes afterwards. Viskarav bought a makar from the Rashi Chumash that says by Esav that after he was mitkaber on Tzara Shal Esav, as then he wasn't worried from Esav anymore, because the Tachtoin, this world, is totally on the Elyon. Because once Yaakov knew that he was mitkaveh on the Tsar of Esav, Maila, then he knew that Esav can't have shlita lamata. Vayimazei zogt er, zogt HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaldan, that amaktila katalta. Here you're going, you're being wow, Miskoya, you killed the Yidmu Gibayrim, you mitgaber alayim, amaktila kataltas. The Pashad of Shah was, as they were already weak, they didn't have food, they were Shvacha nation that you're killing. Nefesh HaChaim learns, Pshad Moimik, amaktila katalta. That it was already nigzam min hashamayim in the Ilam Esel Yoinim. It was already nichrab in the Ilam Esel Yoinim. They were already dead in the Ilam Esel Yoinim. Together the Gemara and Brachas that was shayim b'chayayim, kruyim mesim. You didn't kill live people. You killed dead people. The Arachayim HaKadosh in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas says, is medayik the pasuk, that it says that Pinchas was make the muke. He hit someone that was already hit. What's the lashon? As the Arachaim says, that it means that as soon as Cosby did the Avera, he was already a baktala. He was already chalon emadin misa. He already killed himself. As when Pinchas came, Pinchas killed a dead person. Zabi cited the Gemara, Kim chatchina tachanta. I mean, amaktila katalta. Thus is a limud, oirapam, what we saw in the Gemara Named Aleph, the pachat from a chet, the churbin of a chet. See, mamish b'chosh, when you look for this, it's already p'sapskilu achalal. The Gemara then continues, the Gemara says, Echola kilya kalisa, that in a Ruchnizdika sense, the Beis Hamikdash was Nechrav already. It was already destroyed. Because when you come and do in Gashmias, that's not the real, you're not a Machriv. The Churban already had happened, Ba'ifin Ruchni. As a Baron used to be Mazur al Pisa, of Rashi and Parshas Kisi. So the Rashi says, Lo Sasim Kein LaHashem Aleikeichem. Avodah Zarah, you should destroy. Lo Sasim Kein LaHashem Aleikeichem. It's like Rashi. Yalam Daitcha, that Yidden are going to do to a Mokum Migdash, they're going to destroy it. Zok Rashi means that you should be careful that your chatayim shouldn't be guarding the churban based on Migdash. As Frekir Baran and Shailan Rashi, that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav says that the lab of Lysasun came, the Gemara of the night, is mashma that only Asiyah's also Grom is Mutter. As they would say, Frekir Baran, that when you're doing Averis, you goyim that Hashem should make a churban. Hashem should bring the goyim and make a churban. It's l'chayr, that's a grama. It's not a maisa. It's how could you say pshat and l'sasim kein Hashem l'keichem is going on this maisa? But if you just decided the nefesh achayim, it's doch gewaldig. That when you do an Avera, the Avera Gufa destroys the Beis HaMikdash Shemala. As they would say, you're mamish destroying the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash Shemata is totally on the Beis HaMikdash Shemala. The Nefesh HaChayim learns in this Gevaldiko Limud Musa on the Pulas Adam Oedapam, how the Pulas Adam along have such an effect, such an impact on the world, and how careful we have to be to do mitzvahs and learn Torah and lead us Torahs. That Chas V'Shalom do the opposite. As the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he should be choyer of his Migdash and soyer of the Heichal. As the Shaila is, what are these two things, Migdash and Heichal? As the Torah Yis Chaim says of Shad, that Migdash means that Shvash Shechina, that's what turns it into a Makam Chadash. And Heichal means the physical binyan. Thus is the Pshat, that the Migdash is Chorev, and the Ruch needs the Gashua Shrin in this world. And they call it the physical binyan Mikveh, he burnt. Savi Kotel V'Azel, then he was Chazi Damid Zachariah, Davi Karosich. He saw the Damid Zachariah that it was boiling. As he tried out other zvachim and it didn't match, he says, "Kolili, if you go eat, makvina lachu lebsaraych, lachu lebsaraych could be perazal. I'll torture them." So he told him, "Hi, koyim v'navi who the envy lili swell the churban of Yerushalayim, the katlu." So amaluhu anam mifaisin alay, amvi mifaisin. I say Rabbanim Kotel Lei V'Loinach. I say Dadiki Dvei Rab Tinag Yishav Yisrab Lam Kotel Lei V'Loinach. I say Pachikuna Kotel Lei V'Loinach. Till he killed so much, it was Tisha V'Abar Ruvoi V'Loinach. It's a car of the Gabe Yom Lei Zechaya. And we really was a bad test to Tuvam. You want the Chas V'Shalem. Little Lekula. Yan Noch. As it stopped. And can these stories of the Gemara here Tshuva Bedaita. This thing was that there was here Tshuva Bedaita. Mahim, they only killed one nefesh. They got such a einish. Us Kolshkein. As he went ahead and he became a ger. As over here, I guess it's a very powerful nakuda. Madachar Rosha Mirusha Shein Kamayu Virushayis. Thousand of people that he killed, I am Vinaira. Afilu Hachi, he chaf the Hirachuva. What was his Hirachuva? That look for one Aveira, what the Einish is. Koshkein, who? It's Koshkein be done, and we have to chaf a Hirachuva. We see the Chaimer of Einish. We see the different Einish that Klai Yisrael went through. L'dayre dayres. So we can't, how could we not chap a Yiras of Einish like we saw before? A Yira from the Pagam and the Chet, like we saw in the Gemara in Amar Aleph, that he was Nechlesh Koychoy Bedan, because it was Nasaboy Avera. So how could we not chap a Yira from a Chet? We see over here, the Gadol Koyach HaTshuva, that he went ahead, he became a Ger. The Shaila is this person killed so many Yidden? Hundreds, thousands, unbelievable amount of Yidden. Now that he becomes a Ger, the Pashtus is, is that the Gershnis guy could cut in Shanaila dummy? Is what is Nishapra al Kol? It's Gilu he didn't kill. There's no remez, there's no fryer from the Gemara. You don't see. But the Choyrots, the Pashtus of Mashmois. The Gemara does say later on that. When they wanted to be misgayer, Hashem stopped them. As you see, Amol, there is gerim that Hashem stops. But by this gerim, Hashem didn't stop. For a mashma that the gerim was pale, it comes out a gvaldig chiddush. The person, even at Heichon Advar Megim, person to be Choyzeba. I then continues, the Gemara says, when they born of Shal Sisal, Lom the Tayyar Bishalayim, when they born of Shal Sachar, Lom the Tayyar Barabim, my new Shmai Yemev Tan, they born of Shal Hamdan, Haman, Lom the Tayyar Bimneimak. The Shaila is, what's the Pshat? What schus did they have? They should have grandchildren that are learning Torah. As the Maral says a very interesting shot. He says that these Goyim, in order to be able to be such powerful generals and to have such a shlita, Hashem gave them koiches gedolos. As those koiches gedolos, these Goyim use lara. When they banim shalos arusha v'chayze b'tshuva, because Hashem wanted to incorporate those koiches in the Klal Yisrael. Hashem took them Nei Badav, and they brought them to Klal Yisrael, that we should have those Kechas in Klal Yisrael. It's one pshat. Another pshat. It says that the Maisa, when these people were killed, they went against Klal Yisrael, and they were killed. I mean, they were killed in the Oifen that was very Mekiddush Hashem. They were killed by Yidei Nes. As even though they don't have a schos, because they were mechaven l'ra, like Oigo was mechaven l'ra, but the ma'isa being that the Kiddush Hashem came out of them, as clapping themselves that they were mechaven l'ra wasn't poil for them. The poch is clapping their children; they had a gvisa schos. The children were able to be choyzer b'tshuva and come back. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Amnu ma'ev shivu v'idishu d'Yushalayim habi." Given the Shemin al Navi to come as Navi the Chubana d'Yushalayim, Shalchu l'Buchanetzar, Puk v'tei. Mashal says the pshat that what's the remez from a pasuk that says Eina Ish BePesoy? What's the pasuk talking about? It's talking about an isha that's mezana tachas baiga, and she calls the person that she wants to be mezana within the house. And the person is worried that the husband's going to come home And she says, Ki Inesha Besa, Yolo Gader of Mervak, you don't have to worry, he'll come home. Inishallah Kadish Bahu. Azog the Mashal that the Mashal is Bidiyuk. Kapi the Nimshal, Kapi the Khair of Kla Yisrael. As Kiyudu and Shirashirim, in many places in Chazal, that the relationship of Kla Yisrael to Kadish Bahu is Nimshal to Ishvi Isha and Ishis Ish. By the way, Isha, who is married to a man. Klal Yisrael married us when we went out of Mitzrayim. And when Klal Yisrael does a chet, many Palmim and Navi and Yecheskel and other Nevi'im, Klal Yisrael is Nimshal to an Isha Zayna. An Isha that's not Neman to their husband. The Oymik of the Mashal is because our Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Keshet of Kirva, similar to the Keshet of Ish V'Isha, is a Keshet of Kirva Salev, a Keshet of Ava, it's a bond. And when Klal Yisrael is Eved Avodah Zarah, and they're bringing something else into their heart, into their lives, as it's Kivu, they're being Mezaneh. Thus is the what they told him. Ki enish bebeisai mamish betachlas adik the kol b'derek merchuk. Why? Because the chatoyim of Klal Yisrael chase the ish, the baal, away from them. This is a great sinekuda. How careful we have to be. Every mitzvah ki yadua is poiled dveikas, vata and dveikim Hashem lechechem chayim kuchem hayoyim. What's going to dveikas? The mitzvah is going to dveikas, like the Mesilas Yisharim is marachiv in the beginning of the Sefer Mesilas Yisharim, that the tachlis of schar is to be dovig b'Hashem. How you dovig b'Hashem? How you deyastiyas ha-mitzvahs? Thus is the Indian of dveikas b'Hashem is nifal, how you dey dveikas? People think dveikas is with songs and dance. It also brings this kashrus, a regesh that Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Igad Vekis is Ayyidei Torah, Ayyidei Mitzvahs. That's what's Madvik to Hashem. And who had in Lehepach, the Pasuk says, Avon Neseichem, Abdilchem, Benchem, Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Averis that a person does causes Avdala between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Averis are Ruchnis to Kemetzias. As that's the Lashon of the Pasuk, Haluch b'derech mercha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilu went far away. That's the gram of Averis, that Averis caused that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be merachik from us, kilu mast upon him from us. And what makes that the goyim could have a koyach to be shoylet? Shal gulistu stiki, sadiki, deboi, rachmi, maisi, lei. So lay sura kesef lochuk biyadoi. Vein kesef el tzadikim. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu took the tzadikim shebedar that had a koyach to be mepatal the gzera away from Klal Yisrael. There are those that try to sushtel this gemara, different matzavim of saris that Klal Yisrael had, that before the saris there was a bunch of tzadikim that passed away. Shalach lu haji rishoy v'tshuv lo bai rachmi yamai silei shalach lei krakobu lo zman. There's already a zman to the gzera. They can't be choyze v'tshuva. L'maisi, even though the Gemara is telling us a story of Avon and Moav shivu vishin kanira. No, they must have been Gresel Amdanim, they knew all this stuff. Lamaisa, this Gemara is a Gvaldik of Limbod, Liditan. Had to be Mavatal Exera. The first Kayach to be Mavatal Exera is Isla Sadiki, the boy Rachmi. Maisimu. The Kayach of Sadikim to be Mavoy Rachmi, the Tfilis of a Tzadik. As a Gvaldik of Kayach to be Payal, Yeshuas, and Atzlochis. Kimuvan, it's not going on every tzaddik. It's the nigam of Yochadim, Shabbat Dor. And those dark, they had Gvisr Sadiqim that was still alive as man of Khurban. It means Gvisr Sadiqim that had this koyach of tefillah, like you had by Chanina Mendoza, that he was Yidua from his koyach of tefillah. And Tana said on him that he has a koyach, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai said on him, he is ke Ebed Lufnei HaMelech, that's his koyach. Being that he was mafatl himself lagamri l'Hashem, his tefillah sapoyel v'oifen achar. Then the other nakuda of here tshuva. This is gavaldika nakuda that v'oy moitzer for the goyim ba. We ask it. It's a double portion. V'kol kach ha'migzeres can be misaken ayidei a little bit of tshuva. Pisul like pisul shal machat. The Medrash says in Shir Hashirim to do tshuva, how much piranhas could be saved? How many things could be changed? Ayidei tshuva. The Medrash it says al naris bavel sham bachinu, because sham bachinu they weren't boichel before. You can learn the pshat in bachin kamoi fanim of. The Gemara over here, or go wife and zoo, there's a bechir of tshuva, a mechuya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel bad, we realize we made a mistake, bring us back. That's because they waited till after the Einish, it didn't have a koyach, to be misak in the Einish. Nebuchlai Aleinu, why do people have to wait till after the Einish, after the Tzara? A person should realize it's nish pashit when a person doesn't have vira, like we saw come upon in the Gemara. Dasalein, that vira itself is kimcha tchina tachanta. That vira itself is destroys in ruchnias. Mikan is a moida that the people that look at Gvisr Nakudas, they see things that they shouldn't see. Watch things that they're not supposed to watch. We see different people go down, go off. They lose their regish, the Yiddishkeit up. Because a chet is a ruchnis dikamitzias. There's a koyach of chorben, a koyach of heres in a person. And that's really the yisoidus of the Gemara that we're seeing. The Gemara Namar Aleph, the Gemara with Avram, the Gemara Namar Beis with the Beis HaMikdash, and not only in the person himself, it affects the whole world. The Koyach of Chet. One time someone said that the reason why these people go off is because they feel guilty, and then they just lose their sense of self and they go off, which could have a Gvisr Nekuda to it. That's in the Eifin Mabat, in the Eifin Gashmi. Eifin Ruchni, what's going on is that the Chet is Mashmul the Olam, it's Mashmul the Koycha. The Koychus of a person is a Mele, that goof is Koyim that he should feel bad and not be able to do what he has to do. Any matzav that a person's in, anything, anywhere a person is, to always remember from any chet, it's shaykh to do tshuva. It's shaykh to come back. It's shaykh to do the ratzon of Hashem. Even though the chet is a ruchnis tikkun metzias, and it's a powerful metzias, with a superpower, the power to ride above, the koyach to be mis'aleh, is the koyach of tshuva. Ma'alem and Roimim, every person, wherever they are, they were from the Svar Mandoshim, from the Dichet, it's not the Etzema person. I say it on the Pasuk in Shir Hashim, Shkoira, and even though I'm Shachar, but it's just a little bit of Shmutz that came in. It's not really the person. But the person never has to feel guilty for what he did, that he's Mufrach. What makes a person go off and do more Averis? If a person would only realize, do bis gavaldik, you're nifla, in a chinami, you're nichshol. The mashal, you have a white baguette, and you get a stain on the baguette. because the baguette's still white. You just have a stain. That's what do? You put in the washing machine and it becomes clean. Mashenkin, if you take a black baguette and you put it in the washing machine, you can clean it from here till tomorrow. It'll never turn white. That's the chura magdedes, to realize that when a chet, when it's poigim, then it doesn't, it's not the etzema person. The person is tar for kodesh. There's a ruchnis de gemetzias, that's moirid, that's metameh, it's kimchotchina. This is the koyach of tshuva, to come back and be misakin and to rebuild if chet. Goyim churbin and amaktila katalta, kimcha tchina tachanta, as mitzvahs and limud haTorah is goyim binyan beis hamikdash. That's what builds the beis hamikdash of Amala. So it says the beis hamikdash Ashlishi is going to come down, built already. Who builds it in Shamayim? Ki yodua from the Svarim Hakdoshim. That's our avoida. If on the tzada ra la'avera kimcha tchina tachanta, as on the tzada toiv la mitzvah. Because every mitzvah we do, the Torah we learn, the tshuva that we do, is rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash, is making the binyan boif and ruchni and shamayim. Shetedu l'chol, we could be boina binyanim gedolim. Doesn't make a difference who we are and what we did. We could always come back and do tshuva. Mi misakin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for our tshuva. That we should finally do the last tikkun. This is Hashem. Rebuild the Beis Hamikdash of Amayla and bring it down to Kariv. This is the Divrei Chizuk. It's really a knetch in the Gemara. We see the Gevaldige Koyach, the Hirb Churban of Chet. We can Lumad, the Gevaldige Koyach of Tshuva and Binyan of Taira Mitzis. Midas Peronius Kach, Midas Toival Achas Kala Vakama. A beautiful bottom we built from a certain mice and a certain schos. So many stories. We have a person that did a schos and we zeicha to a special child for it. Because ruchnius is a mitzias. When a person has a special schos, as you get special matanas from Hashem, special children, as you could build your bayis, you could build your shalom bayis. Rashi says, in zocha nasa loy ke'ezer, loy zocha kinegdoi. As a shalom bayis, it's totally in his schos. His children and his schiyas. And not only could you build your bayis, but the bayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can all build together. Not saying we should be able to finish together to build the bayis. Yovei Yoyim, where we were born in the bayis v'shamayim, v'shiyovei v'meiro.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.